USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Russo reporting. The Senate Sunday passed the Inflation Reduction Act in a party line vote. Vice President Kamala Harris casting the tie-breaking vote.
The yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative, and the bill, as amended, is passed.
There's a tourist lockdown going on in China.
About 80,000 tourists are stranded in a southern Chinese beach resort after authorities declared it a COVID-19 hotspot and imposed a lockdown. Within the last 2 days, there were 358 cases. China's ruling Communist Party sticks steadfastly to a zero-COVID approach. Railway authorities banned all ticket sales, while all flights were also canceled. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code EARN. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a $5 bonus.
I'm Tony Marissa reporting. New York Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, she said the evidence coming out of the House January 6th committee investigation is shocking. And she expects the Department of Justice to take action.
I think for Merrick Garland to see this evidence, he should be doing his own full investigation. I will expect indictments out of the Department of Justice in the weeks and months to come.
The head of the Republican Party in Collin County, Texas, defends censuring Senator John Thune, who's been censured by his party in multiple Texas counties. At issue is his co-authoring of the gun safety legislation signed by President Biden. Speaking to ABC affiliate WFAA, Collin County Republican Party Chair Abraham George said new laws always infringe on the rights of law-abiding citizens.
The criminals don't care about having a red flag laws. They don't care about putting a gun-free zone. They don't look at those signs.
I'm Tony Marussa for USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Israeli airstrikes flattened homes in Gaza on Saturday, and rocket barrages into southern Israel persisted, raising fears of an escalation in a conflict that's killed at least 15 people in the coastal strip. The fighting began with Israel's killing of the senior commander of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad militant group in a wave of strikes Friday that Israel said were meant to prevent an imminent attack. A 5-year-old girl and 2 women were among those killed in the strikes. So far, Hamas, the larger militant group that rules Gaza, appeared to stay on the sidelines of the conflict, keeping its intensity somewhat contained. The on-again, off-again battle with Twitter.
Elon Musk says his deal to buy Twitter for $44 billion should move forward if the company can confirm details about how it measures whether user accounts are spam bots or real people. The Tesla CEO has been trying to back out of his agreement to buy the social media company. That led Twitter to sue him. Musk countersued, accusing Twitter of misleading his team about the true size of its user base and other problems he says amount to fraud and breach of contract. The two sides are headed to a Delaware courtroom this fall. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson have gone their separate ways after 9 months together. Their schedules and the long distance made it really difficult to maintain a relationship. One source said Pete's 28, Kim's 41. They are just in very different places at the moment. This is USA Radio News.